What's important to you? What's important to me? Making sure my family is well taken care of, my home secure, and not overpaying for necessities like home insurance and car insurance. My South Carolina Farm Bureau agent, Grant Williams, not only ensured I had the correct coverage, but he combed through my policy and removed anything I didn't need, which turned into savings for me. He's professional, very knowledgeable, and a pleasure to work with. Grant not only took care of my home and car insurance needs, more importantly, educated me about life insurance and set me up with a policy that's affordable. Most people put life insurance off until it's too late or too expensive, and Grant helped me make the adult decision. Call him today at 803-995-8484.
If my dad can't save you money on your car insurance, he doesn't even want your business.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, everywhere you get your podcasts, free 99. It's your boy Be Easy.
And this is Key.
Key.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm tired. Always tired on here. I gotta quit coming on this damn show.
Yeah, say something else.
I'm blessed and highly favored. Happy to be amongst the living this morning.
Maybe I should change the song to "It's a Small World." Y'all heard that?
You talking about the old song? Or is that something
I'm
new?
I'm saying you heard that when you was on.
No, that's
down in Florida.
Ain't that Disney?
Yeah,
we didn't go to Disney.
Oh, you was in the vicinity though.
Yeah, but nah, we ain't heard that.
Oh, word.
We went to Universal.
So you've been back for a week.
Yeah,
you back acclimated to regular life.
I imagine so. Probably more so in maybe today, tomorrow, before I go back to work. Because it was immediate, like, when I came back.
Oh, you had to jump back in it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing y'all went last weekend, not this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, not. No, y'all didn't go. Yeah, y'all got back last weekend. Y'all
went we came back last Friday.
Yeah. Gas prices through the damn roof.
You know, and I keep seeing people say that. And I remember one morning I went and it was up like 15 cents from like the next day. It was like 3:15 like one day. And then the next day it was like 3:30. And I was like, what the fuck happened like overnight for the gas to get up? And I don't go anywhere, you know, that often when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, pay attention to the gas prices that much because I don't have to get much of it.
Just $25.
Yeah, I'm going to put $30. I'm going to put $40 in here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try not to wait until it gets like on E. Only do that like if it's like real cold outside. And it's just like, you know what, I'm not gonna stop. And I've been accosted by, you know, some men at the gas station.
They be trying to holler.
Listen,
what they be saying?
Not anymore.
Oh.
But like any other time, it's just they come.
Why
up.
Not? Do you flash a ring or something?
No.
Oh.
I guess just, I don't know, they just don't do it no more. I guess they know people crazy.
Oh, so what they'll come up, what they'll say at the gas station?
Anything.
Make sure I don't say none of this stuff.
Anything. Whatever they like.
Anybody ever offer to pump your gas?
Plenty.
Okay.
That's normally how to start out. And they're like, where your man at? You know, you ain't got nobody to pump that for you. You know,
ooh,
all
damn,
kind of shit
like
something
that. I say.
It, don't do that. You sound like somebody old ass uncle. Yeah.
Ooh,
and a lot of times that's probably who it was. That
you don't need to be pumping no gas, baby girl.
Yep, something like that. You too pretty to be pumping that gas. Mm-hmm. Let me get that for you. And I'd be like, no, I got it. And then they come, you know, sometimes they want to take the handle out your hand. I got
and
it.
Pump it for you.
Yeah.
They don't put no money on it.
Nah.
Damn.
Because it's already paid for by the time I'm pumping it.
True. What's your cash out? They don't ever ask that.
None of that, no. I don't get that too much. I met one of my old hoes at the gas station.
See?
Yeah, nah.
The ghost of ghost of hoes passed at the gas station. That's
yeah,
why.
This was when I was
the spirit
in college.
Met him at the gas station?
At the gas station.
Mm. Did he pump your gas?
No.
Damn. So that don't work then? It might work for somebody.
I don't even remember like what he said. I have no clue. But I was getting off work. I used to work at the grocery store in Mount Pleasant. Had my uniform on, I'm pumping my gas.
Oh, you was young.
Minded my business, yeah.
It's only like young people and old people that work them kind of jobs. It ain't no in between us. Like you too young for somebody to be hollering at you, and you're too old for somebody to be hollering at you if you work them jobs.
Okay, maybe that's where I am right now. That's why I don't get bothered at the gas station much.
Yeah, cause you ain't got no damn food line uniform on. You ain't getting out of the car with that schmuck on.
Oh, that look like I'm working nowhere with no. My khaki pants. Yeah. I worked at Bilo, so we had the burger tops and the khaki pants then.
Oh, see, I worked at food line. See, y'all ain't around, so I always make the best choices. I worked at food line. Had that smock with black jeans, a white button up shirt, and a white dress shirt, and a burgundy tie.
Oh, gosh.
And a green schmuck.
Yeah, that was one of the jobs where you got to have some patience in there, because you get all kind of folks in there. All kind. And you just like, what the? This lady got mad at me one time and I ain't say shit to her. I rang up the customer groceries in front of me, mm-hmm. talking to the lady. I was fine. She stepped up to the thing, slammed my keys up on the little part, you know, where people sign checks. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you're not that friendly, are you? I hadn't said shit to this lady.
You ain't spoke to her yet?
No, the other lady was literally walking away. And then I turned, and then she's like, well, you aren't that friendly. And I'm just like, oh, shit, this is about code 15 already. I already know.
What's code 15?
You got to call the manager till you register.
Oh.
Already fucking
see,
know.
See, I was caught in between whether or not that was something you just made up, like Money Mike on Friday after next, or if that was a real code y'all used to have to call out at the grocery store.
Code 15. I don't know if it's the same for all grocery stores, but if you hear it on
I'm
a thing,
so old. That was so long ago for
if
me.
If you hear it, the management's coming. So yeah, I was, and her husband was there, like, looked like he was annoyed, and I was like, I ain't even say nothing to her, because you know, you already mad. Anything I say gonna piss you off.
Oh yeah.
And you don't even know who you talking to yet, lady. Because I haven't said shit to you. Now, this could go one or two ways right here.
You was in college.
I was, yeah.
So you was a little older when you was a few years older than I was when I was working in the grocery store. So
shit.
You had a different outlook on life. Me, right. Everybody was adults. You spoke to adults. And
that bitch ain't give me time to say nothing.
I'm just saying, like, the disposition of a college student and the disposition of a high schooler is a little different, even in them eight. Mm-hmm. Them
and years. I was a broke college student. You fucking with the wrong one. Like, lady, I'm here to make money to pay my rent. I ain't like them other ones down here, got people doing shit.
And you weren't in your hometown either.
Right.
So that's different too.
Yeah, I was down there with them white folks that think they got money. And you just go walk in here and say all kind of shit. All right, well, this ain't what we're doing. So she did that. The lady, there was a little older black lady that was behind her. And she looked like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So from that point, when she said that, I ain't say shit to her. I scanned her little card, gave it to her, and I'm bagging up her stuff. And one of my homeboys that worked there, his name was Jerome, and he was deaf. So I called him over to bag my groceries.
You signed him over? Sorry, was that too far?
You know what? I can't stand you. I waved him over.
Okay, signaled.
To bag my grocery. And so, like, and he used to like me, so we used to kick it sometimes. So I knew how to sign, like, you know, certain stuff, because he would teach it to me.
Text messaging was out then?
Yeah, but he didn't want me to do that, because he wanted, you know.
To read your lips?
He did that to everybody.
I'm sorry.
He did that to everybody. God damn it.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But he wanted me to learn it, you know, just
Jerome.
So I, yeah.
Okay.
So I could stop, like, doing that, you know, like, so we could communicate. And I was like, okay, I get that. But, and I called him over to do it because, one, you know, like, he was nice. Like, he just over the top nice, just naturally him. She ain't about to go off on him just because of who he is. And two, she ain't about to go off on him because I'm standing there. I lose this job today, goddamn. You fucking with the wrong one.
Fucking with Jerome.
Period. Fucking with me and him.
Oh, and him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But just, you know, and then he came over, you know, like, he's mad observant, like, to see, you know, what was going on. So, of course, got to call the manager because she said that I threw her groceries when I was bagging them up.
But you ain't bagging them.
She had a whole bunch of, like, when I was ringing them up, I said, she had a whole bunch of shit in her cart. So, like, you know, like, when you scan and stuff, like, you might hold one, two, three if it's the same item. It was some chips. And I remember this specifically because I couldn't believe that I was sitting in the manager office about some fucking chips.
Well,
she
you
said
ain't about
I threw.
To throw my
I didn't
damn ruffles either.
That was the thing.
They got
and if
ridges.
If I did throw them and you felt like one of the chips got broken, we got a
ladies?
Whole aisle of goddamn chips in here, lady.
Why? So you can rain them up and throw them too?
Yep. Since you want to make it some shit, you can go back and forth getting chips all fucking day.
So
I couldn't believe that shit. And then her husband was like, and I told him, I was like, no, I did. You know, I'm explaining it to him. We watching the footage. They're watching the video footage of me ringing up like this lady's shit. Like I done committed a crime in here because she in here making a goddamn scene.
So in the footage, did you or did you not tell?
I did not.
Okay.
And then, but he said, because you know, like the older videos, like it'll like pause and it'll jump to like another part. He was like, well, you know, we can't verify whatever, but you know, it doesn't look like that because I fucking didn't. And then, so we go back out to the customer server. And then her husband, all of a sudden, when he was like, well, maybe, you know, my wife or both of them could have handled it differently. Ain't no both of them could have handled
shit
differently.
She started it wrong.
It was all her fault. I didn't say shit to her. Yeah. And I didn't throw her fucking chips. Like on the video footage.
Damn, you could. Well, I guess he saw it.
Yeah, I used to hate that fucking job because, you know, like people, you know, they'll go in there and be acting like this one black guy used to come in there and tell he was a fucking sissy. Like my grandma call him.
Oh, God.
And he would be in there acting a goddamn fool. It was two people working one morning. And the line was long as shit. And again, somebody come in here with these big ass, lady might have had two big ass buggies full of shit. There are two people working. Me and this other person that's ringing this stuff up. So I go to bag this other person's stuff, help her, because there's nobody else. And he's all in that, excuse me, can we get some help out here? I got, you know, like he got some place to go. Like it's more, he had like two or three things. And it's like, where the fuck are you going? It's still dark outside because it's this early in the morning.
He had to go to work.
Ain't nobody give a fuck. It might have been like Sunday. He wasn't going to work. This is the same guy. He did it every time he came in the store.
Oh, he was just extra.
Extra as fuck. And like I was moving, I think I did, like the manager came out and was like, told me to go get my rest. I was like, I'm helping her. Like, you see the situation here. Like, I'm helping her bag the stuff up. It ain't like I'm out here lollygagging or on my phone texting or picking my fingernails or just walking around looking to see what the fuck, you know, going on or whatever. But because, you know, like he, one of these older white folks that trying to appease everybody in the fucking store, I'm pretty sure there's another grocery store they can go to. And if there isn't, even more reason for them to stand back here and shut the fuck up and wait your turn. And then I think when he was leaving out, I had moved. I was on like the line with customer service because that's where it used to be at the front. And then like he almost walked into me and he was like, excuse you. And switch his little stupid ass out the door.
What you say this was Bilo?
Yeah.
See that attitude, that way all of them closed down now because it had a bunch of attitude.
Are all of them closed now?
I don't know one that's open.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Well, shit. Maybe so. I don't know. But
it's your fault.
That store probably Publix now.
Probably is. Food Line.
I doubt if it's Food Line over there.
I don't know.
That's probably a Publix. I called in that job drunk one morning.
I mean, you didn't go in, though.
I went later. But I worked the first shift, so I had to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 or 6.
Damn.
6 o'clock in the morning. I think that's when the store opened. And me and my sorrows had, we went to maybe Rock Hill the night before. I went to a party.
You just had to get up that early.
And spend the night. We was on the
hotel.
And I call her in. And I said, listen, I can't come in right now. Because I'm still drunk from last night.
You said that?
Mm-hmm. Her name was Carrie, a short, fat lady.
Wow, such descriptive terms.
And I was like, I can't. And I was sleepy. So I was just like, I can't come here and work no full shift. I was like, I'm still drunk from last night. And I'm tired.
What she said, okay.
And she was like, all right, just get here, you know, whenever you can.
I'm trying to think. Only time I used to call in back then was like on a Saturday morning.
I couldn't do it. I wasn't like, my eyes were not opening.
I used to call in on Saturday mornings after like a football game, because I was still in high school, so I'd be like, "Yeah, I think I got hurt last night." And then my manager was my sister-in-law, so I'm sure I let her down plenty of mornings. My brother, he hired me, and then his wife was like the manager after he had got injured in a fire. So he wasn't the manager no more. But she was like the, what you call the people that, she was like the customer service manager. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a situation like that too. My uncle, girlfriend, his baby mama and them, she was an assistant store manager at the McDonald's. That was my first job up there on 52.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked that job for 6 months, and I quit because she got mad because I wouldn't mop the floor or something.
Why wouldn't you mop the floor?
Because that wasn't my fucking job.
Sound like it to me.
Uh-uh.
What were you?
I was a cashier, and we were closing the store. So I didn't work in the back, like, you know, like where the grill and stuff was. You know, I done did, closed up and done everything that I was supposed to do. I done clocked out. And she let whomever, I guess she saw it after he was gone, that he didn't finish doing what he was supposed to do. And she wanted me to go over there and do it. I said, uh-uh. I said, you should have got him to do that before you left. Shit, fuck that. I'm tired.
You said fuck that?
I probably.
Damn. How old are you?
18.
Nasty mouth, young kid.
Whatever.
Just like them kids on Bel-Air. You watched that yet?
I don't even know, but I told her no, because I was like, well, she was like, well, don't come back. And I was like, okay. And then, like, the next, because they used to live right next door. So the next morning, she came, like, to wake me up to take me to work, and I was like,
you said don't
I don't
come
work
back.
There no more.
And what she said?
And she was like, girl, come on. I said,
Yeah, don't, You said don't come back.
Right.
So
that was like, as of last night, I was fired. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Bye.
And have a good day.
Take you and your McDoubles, bitch. So tell us about your trip.
We had a good time.
What all did y'all do?
We did Universal Studios Resort, and we actually stayed at one of the hotels on the resort.
So y'all didn't have to drive?
Right. That was the best part.
Okay.
So get there, we stayed at the Cabana Bay, and they don't really have anything that's like fit for families. Like, if you're trying to get, like, a two-bedroom, you know what I mean? Because that's what I'm accustomed to. Like, mm-hmm. I need more than one bedroom, like, in a hotel or something where we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can have, like, the space.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't have two bedrooms, but they had a, like, in the living room area, there was a pull-out bed, and it had a divider. Like, you can close the, like, the door. And we need that specifically for my baby because, you know, she turn up queen a little bit. She want to run around as long as she sees somebody else doing something. But it's like, no. And we need it to be kind of still, you know, for her to go and, you know, be good. It don't necessarily have to be quiet, but, like, not so much movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the girls, they big, they don't do shit but look at their phone anyway, but still. And it was only one bathroom. So I'm just like, oh, God. And the bathroom was in the room part, like, where we were. But they didn't get up, you know, much or whatever. And they had, like, a little kitchenette or whatnot. It was fine. They had a nice, like, dining area. There was a diner. Okay, so there's a diner in there. There's a Starbucks. There's a bowling alley. They had like two different pools, a lazy river, a bar, a couple bars, a pool bar, something. You know, they had a lot of stuff in there for you to fucking do. And we were right next door to Volcano Bay, so we could walk to the water park, which was a good thing. And then the shuttle run every 10 to 15 minutes to take you to all of the parks. Yeah, so it takes you to... Well, it didn't really take you to all of the parks, I guess, because we were right there beside it. We walked to Volcano Bay. It picked up the hotel across the street, and then it dropped us at City Walk. So I'm thinking, you know, like at Disney, you got to go to each park.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, City Walk is would be comparable to Disney Springs, like as far as, like, the restaurants and all of that stuff out there. But with City Walk, you go, it's all of that is up front, and then it divides kind of like in the middle, like to the side. Island of Adventures to the left, Universal Studios to the right. So you literally, within walking, you walk to everything.
Mm.
And we did Island of Adventure every day. We did Volcano Bay once, and we did Universal twice.
Mm.
While we were there.
Universal, what is in Universal? Is that the one like with like Star Wars and shit? Yet?
Mm-hmm.
And they be walking through the streets.
Yeah.
Where?
They had Mardi Gras going on right now. So we did get to see a parade while we were there.
They had a Princess and the Frog out there.
I didn't see Tiana, but you know that's Disney.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't get to see Tiana out
but
there.
But how come they had Star Wars then?
Because it's movies.
It's still Disney.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see any Star Wars stuff that I could remember.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Universal. When they be walking through the street, they be playing the music, then the whole, like, the stormtroopers be walking through, and they're like...
It may be. I didn't see any of that.
That's the one that got...
Transformers?
Yeah, like Jimmy Kimmel and...
Mm-hmm. And that was a dope ride. That was better than damn Fast and Furious. I was disappointed in that ride.
Oh, yeah, Fast and Furious... Cause you gotta walk. You do all that walking. They look like you in a garage and shit.
Yeah. And then they put you on the bus. I was like, Spider-Man was the dopest one.
I don't think Spider-Man was there when I went.
That was the dopest ride for me. It was a 3D.
All them rides be capped though, because it ain't nothing but you sitting in the thing, you on a, looking at a big ass screen or something.
Yeah, but it was, that one was good. It was like you was on a ride in there.
It's another one like that too.
Transformers is like that too, but I didn't see that one. But I did get to see Optimus Prime. That was my goal. I wanted to go see him.
He was just standing outside.
They were standing talking and stuff. We took pictures with him and with Megatron.
Word.
And my baby officially ain't scared of shit except for anything that sounds like the vacuum and Megatron.
She scared of Megatron because he had that voice.
Well, when he started moving, she was like, "Oh shit!" Now, yeah. Like, what is that?
I would have scared. I was scared of Mickey Mouse back the first when I went when I was a kid, and my mom was like, "Why you scared of Mickey Mouse? You watch him on Disney Channel all the time." I was like,
"He little."
I was like, "He ain't that big on TV."
Like, you got me fucked up. You got me in here with this big ass head in here. But that was fun. When we went, I made sure that we did everything my baby could do first.
Yeah, get her out of the way.
Not get her out the way, but just to make sure.
Make it spicy. Make it spicy for the listeners.
Oh, yeah,
get
her out the way. You know, because we got to keep her interested because we're going to be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we need, and that's where the shorter lines were.
Y'all did the little thing. What's the thing with the little yellow things with the eyes?
No, that line was long as fuck every time we went there. All day. The Minions.
What is it called? Yeah, that. Them.
Despicable Me.
Yeah, that's it.
And she don't know anything about Minions, you know, just cartoon or whatever, but that line was long as fuck. All the time.
Y'all went like must be later in the day.
Any time of the day. Yeah, because I never went first thing in the morning. Like, because you know, where we were staying, we had access to go there an hour before the park opens.
Oh.
So I never did that. Because
y'all
should
have did that.
Well, I felt like everybody else was going to be doing that. Like, they want to go there first thing in the morning to get there. And so by the time, like, we get there, like, afternoon, it started to die. It wasn't as many people. Because people were, you know, you could tell they were leaving out when we were going in. So I think the earliest we got to, I thought all the parks closed at 9 o'clock because President's Day, they stayed open a little bit later. And then I thought that Universal stayed open at 9 too because Island of Adventure closes at 9. Mm-hmm. But Universal Studios closes at 7. And I didn't know that. And so we got there about 5, like the first night that we went.
Damn, that's 2 hours a day. That's line wait time right there.
So, you know, and then again, there were no lines when we went either.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was like, okay, this is, you know, like must be like good time, you know, to go. But didn't realize that until all of these people just started, they were walking. I was like, why are all these people coming out? Like, it closed at? And then I saw, you know, they have like little marquees and stuff up, tell you what time stuff. I was like, oh, shit.
So like all the stuff was shutting down?
Yeah. Well, now you can't tell that they're shutting down, but people were leaving. So we left and we had the park tickets. So we just left there and went to Island of Adventure.
Oh,
so it wasn't like, you know, wasted money. Like, damn, like, I done paid and we can't go nowhere. So.
Did it rain?
Mm-mm.
Good.
Not even. I remember, I thought about you too. I was like, this nigga, he said it was going to rain. And it didn't.
Y'all lucky, man.
Not a drop.
Fucking soaking wet that day.
But we didn't. When we went to Volcano Bay, we only stayed at, like, the little beach part. Because we didn't go. I did take my baby to the little kitty, like, splash part little thing. And this little boy had one of the little water cannons and soaked my baby up. And I went over there to go get him, back. And he had moved. Spray her all in her fucking head.
How did the your cousins do? Did they have fun?
They did. They enjoyed themselves. And I told them, I said, well, and I let them know when we got there. I was like, so we're going to go do what, you know, to the little kiddie stuff. Like, we're going to go do what Makai wants to do. Mm-hmm. Like, first, I said now, because I knew we had hours of time. Just in case somebody got fucking lost, I got time to find you. And this place, it really ain't that big. And I, you know what you look like or whatever. And I was like, y'all can go, you know, like, to another part if y'all want to, but just make sure y'all stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, no.
Oh, so they stayed?
Yeah, they didn't want to go, you know, go wander off. I guess they was like, you ain't never lose and leave my ass out here. You got me fucked up.
What y'all do about eating? Y'all ate at the park or y'all like? Just ate at y'all?
Both of them. We would get like snacks or whatever at the park. Most of the time, you know, you don't be hungry, you know, because you be out there doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate at the diner that I told you that was there. That food was good, so we ate there. And I ate at the Bob Marley's restaurant there at City Walk. That was good. What else did we do?
What you had? Jerk chicken.
And you know, I had some jerk chicken, rice and peas. Like them boys say, peas and rice. With some cabbage. I don't like plantain. I gave them the mic.
Mm. You don't deserve the jerk chicken then.
Ate a little cocoa bread. Tasted the beef patty. The beef patty wasn't that good though.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. And the girls had some curry shrimp with okra and rice.
Damn, yeah. Okra.
You snatch your neck back on. You don't like okra?
Hell no.
Why?
You don't supposed to be eating no damn okra.
What you mean you're not supposed to eat okra? Nah, okra's good for you.
Slimy. It's good. That shit was just some leftover shit the damn slave masters ain't wanted. And niggas was like, shit.
They brought that.
Stew that up.
From the West Coast of Africa over here. You go over there, that is a staple.
They should have left it over there.
It is good.
It is disgusting. That's why niggas fried up.
You don't even like, they fry anything. You said that, Tama, that's why they fried up. They fry everything.
Now, I'm talking about fried like chicken. They fry that like chicken. I ain't talking about like you fry Oreos. It's a different fry. That ain't the same fry.
It is. You batter it and you fry it.
But it ain't the same batter.
It don't matter if it's not the same batter. It's still battered and fried.
That's a different fry to
it's
me.
No, it's the same.
You wouldn't fry the chicken fry and the Oreo fry is different.
Yeah, I know, because it's a thicker batter.
Yeah, which is.
Some people fry their chicken like that. Get that thick ass crust. Look like a goddamn biscuit shit, on your outside of your chicken.
Chicken don't be doing on the inside. That damn okra though, people used to love that shit in school. I just eat the skin off it.
Yeah, and I see, I used to do that when I was little because I was immature.
Yeah. Well, ooh.
Yeah.
Shady.
I grew up.
Mm, I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got something for you. Hold up.
Hold up. Ned, okra is good. Okra is good.
Fuck up. I ain't got to explain shit to you. Fuck.
And I grew it in my garden last year because I was like, man, I'm doing this for the ancestors.
Yeah.
And I'm going to grow it again. I'm going to bring you some okra. You don't like gumbo?
Nah.
You don't like anything with okra in it?
No, I'm not going to eat gumbo because people put shrimp in it.
No, you don't have to. That doesn't always go in there.
Most of the time, people put shrimp in gumbo.
Yeah, you don't know, because you have chicken gumbo.
What
you talking about, referring to that seafood gumbo?
Somebody in New Orleans just threw their damn phone. They be putting crawfish and all kind of shit
in. Yeah, but that's seafood gumbo.
Yeah, yeah.
You talking about in New, that's where I had chicken gumbo, was in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sound like some cap. You capping?
Nah.
No cap?
Nah.
Okay.
It was good too. Got that shit from like a store, like late at night. I don't even know how we got over there. Like drunk as fuck, like leaving Bourbon Street, and we just like ended up on the side street. We was hungry.
Yeah, I ain't messing with
that. In a place that looked like it wasn't even open. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how in the fuck? It's dark over here. Like, how in the hell? And we're walking. Like, we're college students. We're walking. Me and my homegirl, Melissa. I was like, how the hell do we even get over here? But I was like, she was like, I'm hungry.
Melissa, listen.
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know.
She need to listen. She need to send an email.
She was like, she don't do no podcast. She was like,
that don't got nothing to do with you.
I mean, she don't listen.
I don't eat no okra, but if my homeboy made it, I probably still wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat it.
No, but still.
But I had, that was the best chicken gumbo I had, was from a damn convenience looking store.
Mm. No, I don't want no okra. Make some cucumbers. I use some cucumbers.
Yeah, I tried cucumbers last year. I'm going to try again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait. I ain't planting shit until April though. The last year, March the 3rd, that was my memory that came up the other day, was when I put all my fertilizer and all my other stuff down, was ready to rock. I had to start my garden 3 fucking times last year because of the weather.
Oh, because it got cold?
Yes.
You jumped the damn gun?
Twice. No, because it's time to have the stuff out there.
Mm.
And I just, I ain't putting a damn thing down. But then, you know, we here in South Carolina, so it'll be warm until, well, until September.
October, probably.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I got time. Oh, I do it a few times.
We got an email.
Uh-oh.
We had it a couple weeks, but you know, from the homie Susan. Says, what's up, Be Easy and Key?
Wait a minute. I got a fan. Hey, Susan, girl. All right. Okay.
I spent the month of January and February binge listening to months of podcast episodes. I'm ashamed to say that I fell off, but I'm back in this bitch now with one exclamation point. No need for me to comment on shows for November. You should have. Maybe you would have gave us a little bit more content because we ain't got shit today. But just know I was definitely screaming out answers to your questions. LOL. Which one? What question is she talking about?
I don't know.
Maybe she's talking about when I do the Fade 5 or something.
Maybe.
That might be what she's talking about. Even though I was absent, glad to know y'all didn't miss a beat. Still the same great, funny, informative, pro-black, encouraging podcast that I left.
Now see, Susan lied right there.
What?
She said it's encouraging. You be in here.
I do be encouraging.
What do you encourage?
Everything. Be pro black.
Finish the email. I just stopped it right there because
I do. I encourage niggas. Super excited for Snowfall's return and the commentary that will follow. Be good. Thank you for the email. And if y'all want to email us and tell us how great we are, djblazeshow@gmail.com.
Appreciate that, Susie Q.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Do you had a chance to watch anything lately?
Okay, like what?
Like anything. Like what, like TV shows?
Okay, so I'm watching, I don't know, this might be some nerd shit. So we watch Superman and Lois, and we're watching Raising Dion right now.
Oh, I forgot about that. Is he still aggravating?
Raising Dion?
Yeah.
He's annoying, yeah, because he's a little kid, but he's not as annoying as he was in the beginning.
Oh my God, I hated him.
That's why I stopped watching it, because we watched like the first three episodes, right?
Oh, the first season?
Yeah, right. And I was just like, he get on my little, you know, he get on my fucking nerves, like being a little kid. You know what I mean? Sit the fuck down.
He's actually more than a damn little kid. He was just disobedient. His mama telling some shit from what I can remember. I can't even remember what the story was about. I know he had some powers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a cloud man or something like that was okay, trying to get him.
Yeah. They call, damn, you done said the wrong name and I forgot the Crooked Man.
Oh.
That's what they called him.
That was a little white man that his mama was dating in the first season?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, his mama wouldn't date him.
Was he a teacher at school or something?
Mm-mm-mm.
It's been about 5 years since that shit been out.
No, they were friends because he was friends with her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he really was like this cloud man or something.
You want me to tell you? Are you going to go watch it?
No, I'm going to watch the second season.
It's gotten good now. You say you already watched it?
No, I watched the first season. I ain't watched the second season.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to watch it.
Word.
So we only watched the first three episodes and then
of the second season.
Of the first one. But then, like, you know, on Facebook, you know, people's talking about the second season or whatever. So he was like, you know, I'm going to check it out. So he hadn't got up through like episode six. I was like, what are you doing?
Did it cause a fight?
It didn't cause a fight, but I was like, you watching it without me?
Of course, because you take too damn long.
But he was like,
man, you want to watch one episode at a time. I heard about your shenanigans.
What do you mean?
I heard that you only watch one episode at a time.
Of what?
Of anything. And he want to binge.
No, and that's not true.
What's the case then? Maybe
I watch as many as I can at the time that I can do it.
Which is one.
I just have it, and it might be one. I have shit to do.
If three of them out there, goddamn it, I'm watching three.
I have stuff to do.
Well.
And so like we either go, you want me to watch more than one so we can watch it more than one time, or you want me to watch it so that I can pay attention and retain the information. God.
Cause I can't stand when the motherfucker be watching some shit and be asking a whole bunch of questions.
That is me. So let's not watch it while I'm doing something else. If I got the laptop on my cell phone, like I'm working and I'm looking up stuff, like just hold on, give me a minute. That's why we watch TV late at night. Cause that's when, you know, cause I told you it's Nick Jr. all day. Whatever she want to watch, that's what we watching. And so that's the time that we have. So, you know, it'd be like the regular stuff that we watch. And then now we got to watch this extra
y'all
shit.
Y'all can watch Raising Dion with her though, ain't it?
No, not why. How we gonna do that when she flipping and belly to belly and bouncing off the ropes on the couch?
I mean, that's fine. Y'all got carpet?
No,
and y'all got hardwood.
Yeah, we ain't got no carpet in there.
Get us some elbow knee pads.
I ain't talking about her falling. This is the point of her back and forth. Like I'm trying to watch you and watch this, and like you tripping up over my feet, and then you want to slide down your daddy's legs.
She gonna be on her own in real life anyway.
She has her own TV in her room.
Might as well start now.
She has an armchair in there. So he's like, hey, you don't want to watch Peppa Pig in your room?
She'd be like, no.
She'd be like, no thanks.
Well, we watching Raising Dion.
And sometimes she'll watch, you know, whatever.
What she'll do, hoop and holler?
Yep.
She hoop and holler?
Both.
Damn. I can't stand. See that? Thank
she
you.
She got the jump, kick a leg, cross like she a Karate Kid, a Ninja Turtle. She be doing whatever
control.
The fuck they be doing on TV. She a pirate sometimes because she likes to watch Santiago.
Never heard of it.
That's yeah, I know.
Some new shit.
Yeah.
What that come on?
It come on Nick Jr.
Oh. I didn't watch Nick Jr. when Nick Jr. was out. When I was younger, Nick Jr. And they used to block off all Nickelodeon in the daytime for a long time. Nothing but Nick Jr. I think now they got their own channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to hate Nick Jr.
Yeah. And Nickelodeon got three channels. Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., and they got Nicktoon.
And they got Teen Nick, too.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They need their own theme park someplace, like in Florida, where the rest of them are.
I think they had their own.
They do, but it's at the Mall of America in Minnesota.
No, but they used to have their own shit in Florida.
Oh, well,
that's not what, because you could get slimed and do all
yeah,
that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's old school, though.
Yeah. They don't do that? They ain't got that no more?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
You know, I looked it up. And I wanted to go, okay, so Peppa Pig has her own park at Legoland now.
Mm-hmm.
And it opened up while we were there on February 24th. That was the grand opening. And I tried, sold out.
Damn.
So if you went to the grand opening at Peppa Pig, fuck y'all, man. I hope y'all had a terrible last time. I couldn't even take my baby.
That ain't they fault.
You right.
That's your damn fault.
So?
That's your fault. Bad planning. You should have known all the Peppa Pig coming in.
It wasn't bad planning. I didn't know that they were like limited to the number of like tickets that they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Mm. About any of that.
Everybody else knew, but you didn't know.
No, well, I don't even know if they knew. They were just buying the tickets, like to go. Okay, so Legoland is one like park, and they have like a water park, so you can buy tickets to go to Legoland by itself. It's extra to go to the water park. Peppa Pig, you can buy tickets to go only to that park. So that's what happened. So they had tickets left for Legoland. It's just that you didn't have to have a base ticket for that part to go into Peppa Pig's park.
Did you go to Legoland?
I did not, because I wanted to go to Peppa Pig's park.
Mm.
So that's the thing. Like, they sold, and they were cheaper. The tickets to go to Legoland are $109.
Jesus.
And the tickets to go to Peppa Pig's park were $34.99.
Jay-Z was in there or something?
So it's like, well, shoot, if I can just go to this park and not have to go over there, that's how you can sell that out, because it's only $35. And we got a family of five now, so you know what I mean?
Dang.
So that's $550, like, base price.
Jeez.
Just to go, like, and then you would have had to buy an extra ticket, like, had they done it the same way they do with the water park.
That's why people be spending thousands of dollars on vacation and they be having kids and shit.
And you got to pay for parking. I think it was, like, $35 a day.
Well, I mean, it's only one car, though. I'm talking about all the shit you got to do, like, $100 tickets, and you got to buy five meals.
Plus tax. And the meals ain't cheap. Because you go pay, like, $12 for a stupid-ass burger on the kiddie menu without the drink.
Whew.
The pizza was $15 at one of them parks.
Yeah, we can get Pizza Hut at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I caught a drinking
for real. And then like the girls, like they have their own money, because I'm trying to teach them how to become like financially responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them do like an assignment before we left. And I told them, I said, well, because they don't like to spend the money now.
Assignment?
Yes.
Like what?
Because they don't, what do you mean? I'm about to tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I had them do like lookups up. And I told them, I said, you know what? I said, I realize that it's hard for y'all to learn how to budget because y'all don't know how much stuff costs. That I was like, this is one of the problems, because they don't have to buy anything. So they don't know like how to budget stuff, because they don't, you know how much the shit costs.
Mm-hmm.
Or how much it costs to do anything that they need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So they have bank accounts. I set that up for them, and I put money in there, and they don't spend it. And so what I started doing, I showed them how to use the Walmart app, like to order stuff. So when they need like personal like hygiene stuff or whatever, I mean, they have to go into the thing and order it themselves. And then they do the order, and you know, we'll go pick it up for them. And so I had them, I said, you know what? I said, so we're going on vacation. I said, I'm going to use this right now just because this is something that you kind of tangible. So it's something that you kind of put your hands on, because we're going to actually do this. So I was like, I told them to set up the trip like what we were doing. I said, y'all ain't got no car. So we got to rent a car. You got to do a hotel. You need to budget how much the food going to cost. You need to budget how much the gas going to cost. And like had them, you know, do all of that stuff to kind of figure it out.
Man, I'd have been mad as hell if I was a damn teenager.
Why is we mad?
Because, man, I just want to watch cartoons and play outside.
No, because I told them they was expensive, and they was like, what you mean? Oh,
So they had to go online and look up how much it costs to rent a car and all that shit?
Yeah. But see, and they don't know where to start, because they don't have to do those type of things. And I was like, there's kind of a lesson in a lesson here. I said, so when y'all get to be like adults and y'all start to want to go do things with your friends or whatever, I said, y'all need to know like what y'all need to do, you know, like first off.
So what did they come up with?
They came up with, you know, they had their figures. And then so what I did was, after they found out how much it costs for their trip, I said, well, where do you work? I said, because you need a job.
What they say?
One of them worked at McDonald's. The other one worked at Chick-fil-A. I was like, okay. So I went
Y'all ain't gonna know that way.
I went on Google and I looked up like how much they pay for the jobs that they got. All right. Got their salary at 40 hours a week. I took out, I said, you got to pay Medicare, you got to pay Social Security, you got to pay state and federal taxes. I said, and y'all ain't gonna get no health insurance at either one of these jobs, so you ain't got to worry about that coming out. So I did that, took out, you know, just did like some little calculations or whatever. For their bills, I did the phone bill. And I said, well, your miscellaneous expenses. I said, like, y'all going out with y'all friends, y'all going to, you know, y'all be like, hey, girl, we want to go out, get these drinks or whatever, go out to dinner, not drinks, but go out to dinner or whatever. And so they budgeted how much they were going to do with that per month. And I said, do y'all live here with us? Because this is going to determine if y'all got to pay the rent or the mortgage. So they still stay with us and they ain't got no car. I said, all right. All right, cool. So I said, I'm not even going to factor in gas because y'all ain't got no car. Y'all go just bum a ride or whatever. So did that, did their salary minus their expenses and came up with their net amount of money that they got. And then had them divide that into their whatever it costs for their trip to find out how long it was going to take them to be able to save up to go on a trip like that.
And how soon before they figured that they needed to start selling dope?
Right. One of it was like over 2.5 months for her to be able to save up to go on the trip. And the other one was like 3.5. And this was going, you know, I ain't even explained to them, like, this is all of your money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is just an average of what's happening here. But just kind of just to give them just a little piece of what goes into like the stuff, you know, they probably thinking I don't be doing shit. It's like, y'all, okay. So this is the kind of, this is what I do this all day, all the time. I have to do this to make sure that we ain't about to be sleeping outside someplace else and like getting this other stuff done so we can go do, you know, like fun things. And like, they don't know that I do have like, you know, do this for other people, like with the business that I have. So it's just like, so this is what I have to do with other people. I was gonna say something else, but with other people.
You about to say another motherfucker. Yeah, I know.
So you know, just to give them like a little bit.
You could be on Bel Air the way you talk.
Whatever.
All that cussing.
You know what, you probably right. But you know, they got that, they still, I went in the room, they still got the paper up there.
Oh.
And I was like, are you taking your family? And one of them was like,
That's how I am with everything.
I'm like, I don't know about that.
This is just be for me.
But you know, they enjoyed themselves. I had fun. My baby had fun.
Did your husband have fun?
He did.
Word.
He ain't even work while we was down there.
What do you mean work?
He was supposed to, you know, he worked from home, so he can work.
Oh, he can work.
He can work wherever.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
But he didn't.
Damn, that's what's up.
So, you know, I was like, if you just want to go with us, then just say that. Cause I was like, we can go by ourselves.
You say y'all had an office set up.
I was like, we can go by ourselves and then, you know, whatever. But and I was, and we were leaving like later.
Nah,
so it was like, you can work in the morning and then, you know, just go, you know, the afternoon. All right, we ready to go.
And y'all were down there how long?
We went there Monday and we came back Friday.
Word.
But we had to split it up. So we ended up, we went Jekyll Island on Sunday, drove to Orlando Monday.
Jekyll Island in Georgia?
Yeah. Because I split it up like that so my baby don't have to ride in the car that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way back, Thursday, we were in Brunswick, Georgia. And then we came back home Friday.
Yeah. All that kind of, that little stuff like that, like having a kid in the car that long and shit. Man.
And we potty training. And my baby did a good, shout out to my, because she did that. Like, I was thinking, I just knew. Like, by the time we stopped, like, she was going to be wet. She was dry the whole, like, 4.5 hours.
That's what's up.
I was so proud of my girl. I'm still proud of my girl. She's doing you so good
be.
With this.
7 hours. That would have been a 7-hour drive.
Yeah, but she would have been, you know, wet by then. Yeah.
Ooh. Shout out to y'all and y'all trip.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to do everything. Right now, I'm planning our anniversary coming up. I don't know what I'm doing. No clue.
I know what you should do.
What's that?
You should get him a candle. From Southern Elegance Candle Company. Yeah.
What you got over there?
Well, right now, you can check out their spring and summer collection. With candle scents such as Celebration, Coastal Waters, and Farmer's Market. And our two personal favorites, Southern Sunshine, which fills the room with an amazing aroma of citrus and sugar, and Southern Nights, which is a blend of sandalwood and gooseberries. You ever smell gooseberries?
No.
Well, it's in this candle. So be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's CRUX, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com.
You got the whole
where
setup
they
over
lovingly
there.
Craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
You got everything. What's that? She got spray now?
Yeah, this is room spray. Yeah, where that? Where you see
right
that?
Right there, beside that big ass candle.
Oh yeah.
You got the whole setup. Got wax. What is that? 9 ounce candle right there?
I don't know.
No, that's bigger 16. Than 9. That's 16.
Yeah.
Let me smell that.
It smell good too. Mm-hmm. That citrus and syrup. You don't smell
citrus
it in the room?
And sugar.
I mean sugar, syrup, sugar. Same.
Oh, I like. Oh, I like citrus stuff. This smell like orange or like tangerine.
Citrus, exactly.
Yeah, I know what citrus is.
Lime,
I'm just saying.
Lemon, tangerine, orange.
I like that.
It's all citrus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Y'all, so you should get that for your, what you say coming up?
My anniversary.
Anniversary.
And his birthday, so.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure that out. I don't know.
You gonna,
but the way these gas prices going up, man, shit.
Get a babysitter for one damn thing.
Well, I wanted to go somewhere, but you know, we got to take the squad.
You ain't got to get a babysitter. Get what? A babysitter.
And like leave them?
Yeah. Like, y'all can't have no fun with kids in the back of your damn head.
They won't be in my head. They'll be in the next room.
Exactly. You know, y'all want to move some damn furniture. Shit.
And you know, I actually thought about that and I was like, how would I do it? Because the older ones got to go to school. And then, like, with my youngster, see, the thing, like, with babysitting her, like, I have my purposes for whoever keeps her to come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the layout in there. She knows where everything is. Like, she can run around and get around stuff. Like, stuff that at other people's house that they don't consider is, like, a hazard is. Like, all of these corners on these tables in here. Like, who left the can of soda right here on the table so she can cut her fucking fingers off? All these ink pens because she liked to run. Pencils, sharp shit. All of that. And it's too much. And it just be regular stuff.
Bumps and bruises build character.
Yeah, but she go bump and bruise at my house. She ain't go bump and bruise at yours and get cut up because, you know, like just stuff like she can't see, but she can reach.
Mm-hmm.
She can reach and pull shit down. Like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
It's just.
I do a horrible job of watching kids. Hey, what you doing? Hey. But yeah, anyway, dog, I was saying was.
But see, that's fine at our house. Because of how we got to set up in there. Like, we know what to keep out of reach and what she has access to. We got gates in there so she can't go in certain places without us seeing her.
Man, I was about 20. I was watching my little cousin. He probably was like one. And he used to eat hot dogs. So I had microwave some hot dogs, right?
Mm-mm.
And he was sitting down on the counter. And I had turned to put the stuff in the microwave.
Oh, Lord.
All you heard was, boom! I was like, oh, my God.
How old was he?
He was like one. He 25 now. He's straight.
And you sat him on the counter?
Yeah. I was 20. I ain't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay. He
probably screamed so he man, hurt so bad. How, he couldn't
like
even
kids
have no
like,
sound coming out.
Yeah, that's how
crying.
It was. He was like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard him and took him home.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't. And that's why we'll have to gas up and go and put everybody in. And I want to take the dogs. And when we take the dog now, we got to take two cars.
Damn. That's too much. A Yukon XL.
I told him I want a Suburban.
You might as well get it.
Well, I told him that before I got pregnant. I was like, you get me pregnant, I'm going to need some more house and a little more car.
Got the dog. The dog. So damn. Man.
The dog been there.
Where did the dog go when y'all went to Florida?
Boarding him. At his vet. And I don't think he eats when we're gone.
Why? Because he was hungry when y'all got back.
He's smaller.
Oh.
And this is every time like we board him or whatever. Like we, you know, do like a weekend or so, you know, he'd be fine, but I don't think he eats.
Maybe they have the same food?
Nah. But I think it's more of a separation thing for him. It's like, where my damn mama? Y'all got me.
Put a different show on.
Where is my mama?
Maybe he need to watch Raising Dion. While
But I know one thing for sure. Like, if I come up missing, I know Huey could come look for me. He could be excited to see me come back home.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your dog had that black ass name.
Yeah.
He got a last name?
Carter.
Oh. Is it Huey P. Carter?
It is. And it worked out because, like, you know, I told you we adopted him and they were calling him Pilot.
So what?
That's his name was going to be Huey anyway, but I let him keep pilot, and I was like,
oh, so the P stand for pilot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. I thought it was like the sound or something.
No, it worked out. So it was Huey P. Carter.
Oh, I got you. What did P stand for in Huey P. Newton?
God, I can't even.
Poindexter.
No.
Peter Paul.
No.
Let me see. I'm
gonna now Google you got to look shit. It up. But they called Huey Pilot because that's where they found him at.
At the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was a homeless.
I think he came from a house like right there across the bridge. Cause it's the pilot up there at exit at 95.
Percy. I wouldn't fall off.
That seems legit.
Monroe, Louisiana.
So, but there's a it was like a little trailer. Maybe like one or two over there in that area. Like if you're coming back down 327 and you look to the right before you get to the bridge, like a little cutoff over there. I think he came from over there.
Oh, one of them people's house.
Mm-hmm. But if he made it down to the pilot from right there on that highway.
He was teeny?
He was approximately 10 months old. He was 37 pounds when we got him.
I don't know what that looked like, but in dog. But I know what 37 pounds look like in human. Well, no, I don't know what 37 pounds look like in human. How much your daughter
weigh? I was about to say, my baby about 36 pounds.
Okay, so I was close.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years old? Three?
She's almost three. She's two.
Okay, so 3-year-old is 37 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Mine is. Now, the other ones, you see them big ones walking around.
Oh, God. Here. These people, that's child abuse. You shouldn't have no fat-ass kid.
Well, I mean.
You know what? A fat-ass kid and a mama that be in the gym in shape. I think that's wrong.
That's healthy, you know, stuff.
What?
As far as like diet goes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Stuff that they eat.
You eating vegan and your kid eating McDonald's all the damn time.
Or, you know, depends on what they start them out eating. A lot of that stuff they give them, like trying to make them sleep and be quiet and stuff, they fatten them up.
Oh, yeah. Be going to sleep with them Kool-Aid in their mouth. Now they have got silver caps. Them be the badass kids, too.
Look at you. Look at really? I see. Look I'm what just, you doing.
I'm for real. Who the baddest kids in your family? The goddamn silver teeth.
So I'm older than everybody, so I don't know.
I'm asking the listeners.
Oh.
Think about it. The baddest kids in your family.
And do they have the caps?
They do. I bet you they do.
So right after we came back, I had to go back to work the next day because they had the lower state basketball championship going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to any of the games?
For what?
To watch these children.
No.
Play.
Did they go basketball? Was it my alma mater? No, it was not.
Well, it doesn't matter. The city represented.
That shit ain't my damn city.
All of it. Where do you live? Do you live in the city?
I pay house taxes in the city I grew up in.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Where do you live? Where do you reside?
I reside in the presence of the Lord. So, I reside where the money. Where the money reside. I'm gonna tell you this all the time.
I wasn't expecting you to say it.
Shit.
But anyway, the city of Florence represented all three high schools.
All three?
The three public high schools. South Florence, West Florence, and Wilson.
What South Florence did?
The girls. South Florence girls play.
Did they win?
Now why you said it like that? All three?
Cause the boys was hot garbage. Them boys was bad. Lord. They got their ass whooped all season.
Well, the girls made it to lower state. And they got cheated. They got cheated out of that fucking game by the referees.
Did the other team make more buckets than them?
They won the game from the free throw line.
How many? So they made more buckets?
It was like, I think the final score might have been like 42 to 46 maybe.
Mm. Well, what?
Get our listeners to email it and leave voicemails about that if you went to that game with South Florence versus North Augusta.
Because
you sound like you don't even believe me.
I ain't gonna say I don't believe you, but I mean, these high schoolers, they'll be back to play the next year.
I mean, I don't know. South Florence, this is the first time they've been, I think, since 95.
Or not go to college. I mean, play ball, period. Like,
I mean, well, yeah, but that's the thing. Just letting them play ball when they're playing, though.
No, this like, people that get paid to do a job. Officiate.
Cheating.
Oh, it went for damn cheating. They was cheating in Florence.
They were cheating. I don't know where the refs came from.
No, I'm saying they was in the hometown, though.
Right.
They're not going to cheat in the hometown team.
Yeah, we don't know where these refs came from. They might have brought them boy from North Augusta.
Nah, they didn't do that.
I don't know. But yeah, and then Wilson's playing tonight, actually.
I don't give a damn.
I know you don't care. You ain't shit.
I am shit. But I have pride for my school.
Well, and not even homeboy. Not even for your school. Like, it was just like, you know, everybody in the city, like, we were happy. Like, all of them made it. We was like, we know one of the schools is
everybody
gone.
In the city, because when I was walking when they was playing, and it was a lot of people out walking while I was walking. So everybody don't give a damn.
Whatever. Maybe y'all they're from maybe they're from where you're from.
It was a lot of different people. But shout out to them. Congratulations and all that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Y'all better not go down there and lose. How about that?
Well, my alma mater, they lost.
Oh, yeah, we know.
You don't know that. You didn't know that until I told you that. Whatever. Was you there?
I ain't got to be there.
Whatever.
All these.
Was you there? Was your school there?
Nope.
All right, then.
My school has whatever. Been there plenty of times before.
Whatever. They wasn't there this time. Whatever.
No, they sure wasn't.
So, I don't know. I think they... Talk to the man this morning that they're going to have it on TV.
It probably is.
But they
always have it on TV.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But they changed the venue. It's normally at the Colonial Center in Columbia. This year is at the USC Aiken Convocation Center. I don't even know how big that shit is.
Not big a damn enough.
Yeah. And I think they may have sold out the tickets because you can only buy them online.
They probably did.
I would think
so. I don't know. Maybe the girls had a game this weekend or something.
I don't know.
USC girls, because don't nobody care about the USC boys.
No. USC Aiken?
No, I'm talking about the USC where they normally play.
Uh-huh.
The Colonial Life.
Nobody cares about Gamecocks?
The boys, no. The girl, they only care about the girls.
Really?
Yeah, because the girls like number one in the nation.
Yeah.
So, don't nobody care about them boys.
Like none?
No.
Just only
games probably
only football?
$13. Don't nobody care about the boys, the football team either, really. They just go just to go. That team's sorry as hell.
Damn. Well.
They ain't gonna never win shit.
Don't say they ain't gonna never win now.
They won't.
Because they ain't always been sorry now.
When have they ever won? They won one championship.
Well, that's not always if they won one.
They got lucky. That was back when black people first started. They started letting black people play, really. they never even had a black quarterback, I don't think. I think I'm gonna root for them motherfuckers. Hell no.
Oh God.
Niggas be having that, having a USC stick and a Confederate flag sticker right beside each other.
I can't even argue about that. I have no argument about it. No.
I ain't root for now one of them. Them are Clemson. Hell no.
I got no argument there.
Like, who you Carolina Clemson? I'd be like South Carolina State. And look at them with a damn straight ass face.
Well, that's true. Go Dogs.
Yeah.
You keeping up with this whole don't ask me shit because I don't know none of the facts about what's going over there with Russia and Ukraine.
I started to care, and then I saw where they wouldn't let black people on the bus and wouldn't let black people cross. I was like, not my problem. Fuck around with this gas over there.
Right. They like denying them, like literally denying them access to safety. I was on TikTok. I got back on TikTok. Oh my God. Why am I back on TikTok? So I can watch that shit all day. And I saw this guy like documenting like his journey. So they were driving.
Was they Africans or African Americans?
They were Africans.
Yeah. They don't. Nah, anyway, I'm gonna keep that to myself. Shout
I don't know what country, but he was trying to get to get to safety, and they were denying them access. I think it was Poland. And they ran out of gas. It was like 23 hours in, they ran out of gas. So they started walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like maybe like hour 32. I don't know, they walked to wherever the border is, and they couldn't get across because they weren't in the car. They wouldn't let them go through because they weren't in the car.
Dang.
So it was like they were literally like with their bags and stuff standing out there looking for
a
car.
I'd be more scared of a motherfucker in the car than a motherfucker walking.
I don't know if it's like the fact of like being scared, or I don't know what the rules are. Like why they couldn't. You know how they do like the kind of like the thing with like Mexico, like trying to get into Mexico where you got to drive across, you know, that little area go through. I guess that's Border Patrol. And they wouldn't let them win.
Damn.
So I didn't.
But I mean, was they letting white people through?
They were not walking.
But I'm saying, was they letting white people walk through, though?
I didn't see that. And they didn't say anything about that. It was just like, they were just out there, like, with their bags that they never been walking and dragging.
See, they had this one shit where it was like a lady. It was some people trying to get on a bus or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Dude pushed the black lady back.
They been pushing her, and they wouldn't let them get on.
But then they let a white girl come through, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know what.
But then I saw another lady that was saying, she sounded like she was Jamaican, and was saying how Russia was the only country that never had I guess African slaves or people of African descent. Slavery over there.
What the fuck
that mean? Right. So that's what she was saying.
That just show how much they hate you. Like, I don't even want you to work for free for me, goddamn. Exactly. Stay your black ass.
And she was like, they're the only country that didn't try to colonize, like, in the continent of Africa. And I was like, well, that because they don't want us there. Want them there. Period.
I'm trying to think.
Like, don't come over here and do shit for free. And we don't want to have any involvement in any of your culture.
I mean, Russia.
Now, I don't know. I didn't fact check that or anything, but I just saw like her video. And she was like, well, it was like they hate Africans like so much. And these are the own. But she was almost doing it in a way where she was kind of defending
Russia.
Yeah. And it was like, girl, like, I wouldn't invite you over to my house if I didn't want you in here neither. The fuck?
I wouldn't let you.
I wouldn't go to your crib if I don't want to be around you either. So that makes perfect sense. Don't come here. We won't go there, and leave us the fuck alone.
I'm trying to think how Russians be acting toward black people. They don't like black people.
Maybe not. I don't know any Russian people. I have no interest of going to Russia because it's cold. If you got snow, I don't want to go there.
Russia. Well, I be knowing people be going to Germany. They be going over there, especially my military
folks. Like my
knocking down.
My mama was raised over there for a while because my granddaddy was military.
Knocking down their Melanias over there.
So, and then like looking at like the map. And, like, people don't realize how close we are, like, on the other side to it.
Oh, to, like,
yeah, because you always think, like, of going east instead of going west.
Yeah, you got to go back, yeah.
Yep.
That's why old girl says she could look from her porch and wave at Russia. You remember that? What's her name? Sarah Palin said that shit.
Yes.
That might be what. She might not have been lying. Shit, I don't know.
I can see Russia from my house.
She might have been. Shit, I don't know. Over the water. Shit, she might be high up or something. She might a mountain up there or something.
I forgot about her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
So, shit, they might come from that side, come from the back, and got you, bitch.
Now that'll be true. That'll be true. Like they come sneak you because you're looking the other fucking way.
It was a movie. So you know that it was a movie. It came out again in like the early 2000s. It was called Red Dawn.
Okay, never seen it.
Yeah, it was the new version was about like Asian country coming in, mm-hmm, taking over. But damn knows.
Little book of sugar.
In the 80s, it was about like Russia coming over and infiltrating in like Seattle on the west coast or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like kind of trying to take over America or whatever. So, but I don't know. I don't think they want to do that.
Speaking of movies,
mm-hmm,
you going to see the new Batman?
Nah, I'll probably wait till it come to I heard it was pretty good.
See, I got my Batman shirt on in here.
You going to see it?
I am going to see it. We're trying to figure out how we're going to go do it. That movie is 3 hours long.
Damn.
Yeah,
I heard it was good though.
176 minutes. I always make like these like Marvel, like DC movies, I always check to see how long they are, because I still haven't seen Spider-Man. So I need to see that before I see Doctor Strange.
You can wait to see Spider-Man about to be on Disney Plus.
When? It's still in the movies.
Yeah, but it's I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about it, because one of the hosts was like, she was going to go see it, but she wanted to go see it before she went and saw something. But
Doctor Strange, probably.
Yeah, let me see.
Because I said I was going to go see it Monday, because I'll get up and go see it Monday morning. While the kids at school and while my youngster at daddy daycare. But I'm thinking about, so we're trying to figure out, because we got to stagger the times when we go, because we can't leave her at the house that long with them teenagers, because they ain't gonna watch her right. Yeah. I went to Lowe's to pick up some shit yesterday, and I told the younger one, I said, I'm going up to Lowe's, I'll be right back. You know, she already down for her nap. I came back, she was asleep.
Damn.
It was like 45 minutes. Like, how you can't watch out for her with you sleep?
Yeah, it's going to be March 22nd. It's going to be on Disney Plus.
It said, but it won't be on Disney Plus.
Oh, hold on. Oh, that's when you can buy it. But it's going, yeah, you can buy it then.
Yeah, I'm going
to. It's going to be on Disney Plus in April.
Oh, well, then, shoot, that'll
Let me see.
That'll be before Doctor Strange come out in May.
Yeah, you can buy. Yeah.
So we'll just be doing both of them. I'll just go see it at them. Because he saw, he went to see Spider-Man without me. And he keep asking about this Batman that just came out last night. And everybody on Facebook talking about it, apparently. It just came out March the 4th.
I thought it came out on Thursday.
Well, you know, like, they do it the late thing. It comes out on Friday. But then, like, the last showing, they do a late showing the night before.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, so that's what he told me, 10 out of 10. Everybody, boy, he got his Batman shirt out already.
So y'all going to see it today?
I think, well, he planning on going to see it today. Because I'm like, we got to go see it separately because we got to make sure somebody can watch our baby. Not unless he get a babysitter.
I'd rather go see it by myself, too.
Well, me and him would normally go. But just can't leave her with them because that's, you know, extended amount of time. Like, that's too long to leave her with them.
Yeah, yes.
So that she's not going to sleep that long. Like, we got 2 hours for her nap. And we're going to need 4 because we have to get there and get back.
You have to go early in the morning.
That's prime time for her. That's when she up and moving.
I'm saying that's when I go early in the morning because there ain't that many people there.
Yeah, and that's what I plan on doing tomorrow.
Going to see Batman.
Mm-hmm. Hit that first one.
If I wake up, I might go see it tomorrow.
Me and the oldest one, we'll go see it.
Oh, and then he'll take the youngest one?
No, she don't want to see it.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's how we're going to do it, I think. Mm. We'll figure it out. But since he took out his Batman shirt, he already got it out to wear today.
You think
I'm assuming he wants to go today. So that's what I told him. I was like, well, you could just go tonight. Because I was just tired. I said, he done brought it up like for the third time. So just go ahead and go.
Let that man be, enjoy the dark night.
Yeah, but that's fine. He can go. But I told him he couldn't go first because he went to see Spider-Man without me. And he told me, what that got? I said, don't worry about it. I said, because I ain't seen it yet.
Well, you should definitely go in the morning. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody go and see it. Maybe we could talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Before we go, my scam of the week comes from this great state of South Carolina. The Lexington County Sheriff's Department says a Saluda County woman is accused of stealing nearly $200,000 from her employer over an 8-year period. Dang, I wouldn't go to jail for that shit. Fuck that. Deputies say 55-year-old Robin White Hip is
that
charged
enough money?
With breach of trust. That's too long of a period. That's what, like $40,000 a year?
Well, I guess she just get.
Well, I guess.
What she look like she live though?
She live in Saluda County.
No, I look at her face. What kind of neighborhood she live in?
I couldn't tell. Not with that orange jumpsuit suit.
I'm looking at her eyebrows and that makeup and that hair.
She 55 though. You know, back then that was their shit.
Back then. We talking about right now.
No, I'm saying like when she was, you know, some people they get stuck on whenever their hottest years was. And they stay dressing like that and doing their makeup like that.
Oh, I need to take back to like 2012, 2011. I'm going to go back.
Don't go back.
Why?
You got to move forward and be in this time. I'm saying like they do all, like you ever see niggas still wearing baggy clothes and shit?
You wear skinny jeans, like hang them off your butt?
Nah, I wear fitted clothes. But some of them jeans be cut like that though. I got a couple pair they cut. They made like that. Like they don't even go all the way up.
Nah, we can't have them at my house. He too tall for that. You ain't gonna never see him in some little tight ass, jegging ass pants or a blouse.
A blouse?
Yep. I love fruity ass shirts.
Some of those fruity shirts be hard. Anyway, the detectives opened an investigation when owners of a Leesville business contacted us with concerns about money missing from an account. Based on our review of the evidence, we determined Hip stole at least $189,000 from the business. During her 8 years working at the business, investigators say she wrote herself 240 checks. She was arrested by deputies with Saluda County Sheriff's Office Thursday. So she was just writing herself checks.
That's too many though.
240, yeah.
240? Like you trying to get caught.
Yeah. Well,
did you see the folks about to get behind these people with these fraudulent PPP loans?
Nope.
You saw that?
Mm-mm.
They got this couple in Florence the other day.
Is that what the FBI shit?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it on the radio, like, you know, the little commercial. There was like somebody got arrested for the FBI, whatever, whatever. But Was it a lot? Where were they?
What's the neighborhood? I can't think of what the neighborhood is right now because I ain't got the article pulled up. But it was like half a mil.
Wow. See, they doing too damn much.
It was like some foreign names, though. Like, sound like some Indian names. Muhammad something.
Muhammad. Muhammad Ribi Faraj.
Is that the name?
Yep. Muhammad Faraj and Nariman Muhammad Masood faced several charges in a scheme that defrauded the state and federal government of $500,000 in pandemic funds, according to a federal indictment. The husband and wife are charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and identity theft as part of the scheme. The first alleged scheme was that the defendants were taking pandemic unemployment assistance. These are the additional funds that the government authorized in light of the coronavirus. And what the indictment alleges is that the defendant would steal the identities of other people who never applied for unemployment benefits, and they were never given permission to have their identities used. They would apply for these benefits across the states of South Carolina, New York, and Florida. They would have these funds sent to them on a debit card. The indictment alleges that they would then withdraw that cash and use it on personal expenses.
I wonder how they knew these people, you know what I mean? Like, where they got the information from that they weren't claiming it?
I don't know, but that was a real big thing. The unemployment shit.
Yeah, because you remember, we talked about that. A couple of your scammers did that.
Mm-hmm. So it was that one dude that was a rapper. He was doing it. He was out in California. He got caught in Nevada. Just a couple weeks ago, it was some guys in New York. They got caught. And it was like, they did like $4 million.
Oh, yeah. It was like a group of guys.
Mm-hmm. They caught 9 of them. And it was 10. I think it was 10 altogether. But that was a lot of the scamming that was going on. The unemployment shit, like, it got bad around here. Like, people was doing it and buying, like, Dodge Chargers and shit.
What?
Yeah, like, they was
you
buying,
whispered
like,
that. What kind of car?
Chargers.
What kind? The Dodge Chargers? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that what you say? Like, Dodge Chargers.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, like, they was like scab pads. Like, it was so bad, it was like, the police was thinking it was like stolen cars and shit. They was pulling people over, like, man, somebody called me. They was like, hey, bro, it's hot in D-Town right now. Don't go to D-Town.
Damn.
Like, it was bad. Yeah, like, they had a whole, it was a lot of money. Like,
I know they won't be at my damn door. And I got a legit business.
Oh yeah, but see, like, this wasn't about business though. This
I know,
was
but like the PPP
shit.
Loan and stuff like that people were doing, I was like, I ain't even applying for that shit.
Yeah, it said beginning on or about January 2020, and continuing up to the date of this indictment, they willfully combined, conspired, agreed. What? Oh, it said they did something else too. They got a economic injury disaster loan, or EIDL.
What is that?
Said this is a funding that is provided for businesses that are facing hardships because of the pandemic. The indictment alleges that the defendants effectively put money into a company that wasn't actually in operation, and then funneled that money into a company that was in operation that was not entitled to EIDL benefits, and from there they further funneled those funds into personal checking accounts. They got 4 kids, 2 to 13, and they was home when the parents
got
arrested.
A baby. Damn.
Damn, she looked good too. I don't know. She could have convinced me to damn fraud up some shit.
Now, how you know it was her?
She got arrested too.
It don't mean.
I'm saying, if she came to me with the fraud,
with the idea,
like,
you
yeah.
like, yeah, you gonna do it?
Yeah, go ahead and turn it over.
Not for me. Nobody look good enough to do no fair time.
Hold up, they did all of that fraud, but they got was a $25,000 bond.
Yeah, but I don't think both of them are out, because they said that together they are a flight risk together.
It says she isn't allowed to travel outside of South Carolina, open new bank accounts, or transfer money from one account to another. She had to surrender her passport and can't obtain any new international travel documents. No illicit drug use, no drinking excessively, and submit to random drug testing.
See, my ass would be like, well, you didn't say illegal drug use. You said illicit. And I don't think people know the difference between those two.
What is the difference?
I said, okay, so illegal drug use is, of course, using substances that are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to use them. Okay, look, we'll go with marijuana. In South Carolina, that's illegal. Can't use that. So illicit drug use would be like if you get something prescribed, but you don't use it as it is prescribed.
Oh, so you can't have no perks and nothing like that.
Right. You get some perks and then you taking them every 2 hours instead of every whatever they say, and then you drinking the liquor. Or you taking somebody else's medicine. Mm. That's illicit drug use.
They said they faced 20 years in prison if convicted. When I saw this, I was like, there was like FBI, this, that, and the third on the, there was like, they didn't release the names. This was Thursday morning or Friday morning when the dude said it on the radio. So I was like, damn, I bet you it was some damn PPP shit. And sure as shit stank.
Well, and there you go.
Just, I ain't gonna even lie, I'm just glad it wasn't no color folks. Well, Key.
Yeah.
Let everybody know where they can find you.
Oh, so we just gotta go do my segment no more? All right,
cool. What was it? Hold up.
What do you mean?
Go ahead, let's do it.
Oh, well, you can play my music.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, go on vacation, come back. Because we ain't did it in a while. I was like, okay, well, that's okay. Well, it's cool. I'll let them know where they can find me. I mean, we can do it next week or something.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell the people you were 20 minutes late, too, though. But.
I was not. I was 14 minutes late, and I tried to come 2 hours early.
I round up your lateness like niggas round up dollars. Like, shit be like, $82. Like, damn, this shit $100. That's how I do with your lateness. Like, look at this shit. Look at this shit. I'll be sitting right here.
That's just how it goes. Let them know about $100.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was.
See, I got your music. There you go. All right, go
ahead. I like when you turn up loud like that. Now, that's how I do it. Only time I drink a 40, that'll be me.
Oh, I thought that was your damn Wayback Machine.
No, you know that the words to the song.
I don't know. That
why you don't know the words to the song?
Why would I know that? That nigga had too slick. I don't trust that. Had that damn slick, nah.
Oh God. Okay. So this is something that people still insist on doing. And this is just a simple one today. And then I feel like it's just stand out and it's gonna be a thing for other people. Well, for people other than myself. Mm-hmm. So March 5th, 2019, I said, y'all really didn't leave mines in 2018, huh?
Oh God. They ain't left it in 2018, 19, 20. Mines, somebody was like, yeah, no and no is kicking y'all ass this morning, I see. Somebody like no and no.
All the time.
Putting a dollar sign in the wrong place.
That's on purpose.
Mines, though, I hate mines.
Me too. That is the one that is just like, oh my God. Well, mines too. Or mine, I say mines on because my... My goddaughter, when she was little, like, you know, well, of course she was little. She didn't know. She was like, that's mines on. So it's like kind of like a little running joke. I don't even know if her mama still remember that. But I'll still say it, you know, sometimes just because, just knowing that it's incorrect.
Yeah, but country people say it for real, though. Mines and yoursin.
Mines as well.
Oh, my God.
Mines as well.
They don't say
mind as well.
You know, the part of the middle of that road, the medium. Called the medium. Is that a medium?
Who calls it the medium?
Or they'll put an M on behind. Watch out now, I'm behind you. Watch out now, you got that thing behind you now. That thing right there behind you.
I'm crying.
Me and my homeboy one time, we was, it was a dude, he came to do something to his house or whatever. And so the dude was leaving and he was talking about something. And he was like, yeah, because that other thing, that thing was analog. But this right here, this digital. He's like, what? This digital. So me and my homeboy standing beside each other, and he would have to look at my homeboy and then turn and look at me. So I'm crying laughing while he's looking at my homeboy, and then he stopped and looking at me. And so I would ask him to say something else. He'd be like, yeah, see, that thing was digital. And I'd be like, And so what kind it was again? It was digital. And my homeboy, he'd do the same shit. And every time both of us be laughing, man, we did that shit that I mean about 10, 12 minutes, dog.
Oh,
crying.
My God.
If I call my homeboy right now and be like, digital, he'll bust out laughing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people be fucking up some words.
They
now.
Do. And they put it, my grandma do that with the stores. Now, older people do that with pennies and belts, but she do it Walmarts.
Oh Lord. Aldi's.
Yes.
Sonic's.
Like, what's another one? That's not it what that's one, called.
It was one I thought it had an S on. I was like, damn, that shit don't got an S on. JCPenney's.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But see, okay, so those older stores, they actually, back when our older people that still call it that, that's what they used, they actually
they used
worked
to have an S on?
Yes.
So Belk's did have
Belk's
an S?
Belk's was Belk's Brothers.
Oh.
And JCPenney, and JCPenney's was, it did have an S.
It did have an S. Oh, okay.
Because it used to be, I think it started out as Penny's.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, after, I don't know if it was sold or whatever, rebranded or whatever, then it became JCPenney.
Okay.
So those two are legit.
Okay.
But anything else?
Sonic's.
No. We're not going to Sonic's or Walmart's.
Or Food Liner. You ever heard anybody say Food Liner?
Okay. Now, IGA is the
Food
Liner.
The Food Liner. Yeah. But Food Lion is not Food Liner.
Wait, don't.
Yeah, I'm in the same. Piggy Wiggy. Going over to Piggy. Y'all got, if where y'all live at? Y'all got Piggy Wiggy where y'all from?
Oh my
we
god.
Got Piggy Wiggy.
Oh, the pig.
Here. The pig.
Yes.
Shout out to the pig. Now.
Oh Lord. Hoocha.
Let everybody know where you, where they can find you.
All right. Y'all can find me on Instagram, BossLady819. I'm back on TikTok. I am Key Lolo. And I think I'm gonna spell it right. K-E-L-O-L-E-A-U-X. Key Lolo on TikTok.
They're gonna thank you from down Louisiana.
They should.
You from Louisiana?
Nah.
Oh, they're gonna thank you Creole and you like to.
Okay. That works for me.
Y'all know you can find me, Preacher_BP on social media, DJ Blaze Show on Instagram and Twitter. I don't even be tweeting. I need to start tweeting on that. Twitter, it's a lot of smart motherfuckers on Twitter.
Smart like Smart Alex or?
It's both. Yeah. But they be like real smart too. And then a week later, it'll come to Facebook. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Call us up. Let us know what you think. 404-436-2370. Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And this is Key.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you at, this is the DJ Blaze Show.